5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy Sunday, Croc Nation. Dr. Tommy and Ellie here. Angel Santana, have faith, let it begin. Angel, happy Sunday.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
I am so excited about today. Ask me why I'm so excited.
I would like to know why you're so excited. Why?
Because there's a little face on your screen to the top right who is a special. I love having special guests. I get like I can't sleep the night before and I run around all day trying to figure out what I should wear. And it's just such a special, special party for us today. We are so pleased to be able to welcome our friend Rod Freeman. Rod, welcome to the Croc Podcast.
Thank you very much. This is, for those of you that I'm sure have heard my name, I'm usually behind the scenes and I listen to all of this and I get to see. But now to be on this side of the glass, as you say, Dr. E, is very, very, very exciting. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my God. Rod is one of the most important people to the Croc Podcast and to Have Faith, Let It Begin. Also a personal friend of Angel and I. And as a matter of fact, he is the reason, he is the matchmaker that made the match in heaven between me and the best co-host in the entire universe, Angel Santana. Angel, do you remember the day when Rod called you and said, I know this dude who wants to learn about podcasting? Do you remember that day?
I do remember the phone call. I remember getting it. I will have to say that when this episode is completed, you will recognize that this is actually a tripod. This is the tripod right here.
Yes.
And he is the culmination and the foundation to put this whole together. I can't wait to ask him why he even thought of me, but I'm glad he did. But yes, I remember the phone call. He called me up and said, look, there's a guy that works at the hospital. And I said, oh, really? He says, and I work for him. And I go, well, who do you work for? He goes, have you heard of Dr. Tommy Nelly? I go, oh yeah, 1941 guy, you know? And
yeah, 1941.
Yeah. And which is, you know, your extension. And it's like, and you know, that's how I know you, but I never saw what you look like. So I'm sure we'll talk more about that later, but yeah, the phone call was pretty cool. And then, as we all know, the conversation that I had with you, everything just fit like a glove for a baseball reference, since we're coming up on opening season. So it fit like a glove and it felt like it was the right decision. And I'm glad it was a match made in heaven for that.
Yeah. So, you know, a couple of things to the Croc, our beautiful heroes, our Croc listeners. We have Rod has been behind the scenes at Croc as far as the Croc Podcast forever. He has been there from the beginning. He is probably one of the greatest and nicest and kindest men I have ever met. He has a love for the cancer survivor that's unmatched. Behind the scenes in his quiet way, he has made survivorship easier for you guys in ways you wouldn't even know. And like all of the rest of our board of directors, we want to bring them on one by one to sort of highlight them and thank them. But I actually am going to do more than that today, because we're going to take advantage of his knowledge on the technical side, since we are on the module of computer science for the cancer survivor. So Rod, all kidding aside, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are so appreciated. I can't even tell you how much we appreciate you.
Well, it's a good thing I'm wearing a hat, because my head wouldn't fit in the screen anymore if you guys are giving me so much praise. I hope I can live up to it. But I do appreciate it. And for those that are trying to still put the pieces together, so I am the webmaster. I'm the guy behind the scenes that puts the website together, which, by the way, we just relaunched a brand new website. So go check it out, crocvip.com. A lot of really cool stuff out there, and a lot easier to get a hold of us, and a lot easier to follow the curriculum. The educational way we're trying to structure this is now set up on the website. Really nice. So check that out. But yes, I do the website, and I do a bunch of other computer technical administrative type stuff for Dr. E inside and outside of Croc, actually. And
we'll
talk a little bit about that.
So actually, that's a really nice segue, Rod, because what I wanted to do was also not only highlight you as one of the board of directors and such a great webmaster for sure, but also have this podcast, since it is computer science for the survivor, sort of look at it in three different ways. So last week we did the my chart and the pluses and minuses of my chart. And what I want to do today is take your business, Small Biz Up, which is one of our gratitude shout outs at the end of each podcast. We always make sure we mention your company, but sort of talk about Small Biz Up, because I think a lot of our survivors probably have either small businesses or are interested in small business and how perhaps your services can be helpful to them, to our cancer survivors, number one. Number two is that you and I also discussed some of the work we've been doing outside of Croc for my personal life and using the model of what we've been doing with my poor dear sick dog and putting together a website for her to try to take all of her medical information and kind of make sense of it so I could share it with her providers and kind of use that as a model perhaps for our survivors. And last but not least, maybe some technical assistance for our survivors as far as how they can use our website and how they can best navigate through our website, how they can find the modules and find our podcasts and see what fits them or what they might want to look at. So let's start with Small Biz Up. You know, how, you know, Small Biz Up probably is exactly that. You are pretty much an advocate for people with small businesses.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So it is one of my side hustles. I've got a couple, but it is, I'm pretty passionate about the side hustle. And so it's a side hustle that I created to help others really maximize their side hustles at the end of the day. And not all of us necessarily can land our dream job and do exactly what we want and bring home, you know, the money that makes us happy. So sometimes we have to have an outlet, and sometimes we do things on the side to, you know, really tap into some of the experience and the skills that we have. So I started Small Biz Up in 2005, actually, and I became a very big advocate for the village that I live in, because what I was seeing a lot of was companies would come in onto Main Street, they would get a storefront, they would spend all this money setting up and getting ready and doing inventory, and 3-6 months later they were gone, and the next one would come in, and it was extremely frustrating. So what I thought was, maybe I should start a reach, you know, a network, and go out to these guys and say, look, let's build you a website, let's get you known, let's get you some marketing for you, let's get the word out, so you can survive and you can get bigger and you can get stronger. So that's what it started as. And, you know, it grew from there, to mostly websites and marketing, and I exclusively work with very, very small companies. So, you know, mom and pop type shops, couple employees that just need, a little help to get the word out.
So to our survivors, here's a couple of ideas. You know, many of you who might have a small business can definitely profit from connecting with Rod, and we'll get all of his information before we end the podcast. But I was even thinking of things that you may have not even thought about. Your cancer survivor journey is a very personal, visceral, emotional journey. It has been filled, from what I've heard from every one of my patients and survivors, filled with ups and downs. You guys have called it a roller coaster, and you have all universally called it a gift. It's a gift on one level, where you now no longer have that deception of what the real meaning of life and death is. You no longer are in that deception that we are immortal, and which makes you be able to live in the moment and enjoy your life more. You are more realize each small precious piece of life that many of us just gloss over and don't take advantage of or don't appreciate. You able to do that. And I guess what I'm trying to say in my own long-winded way is that you have also told me you want to express this journey somehow where you could share it with others or even be able to remember it yourself or maybe pass it down as a legacy to your loved ones. So what I foresee that Rod can do for you through Small Biz Up is maybe start you getting that creative process going. You might want to start with a journal and you have nowhere to put it. You just have all of these pieces of paper that when you were sitting on that infusion chair for all those hours or in those waiting rooms or in a hospital recovering and you might have just written notes. What do you want to do with those? How about we put them into your own little journal? Rod could maybe make that happen for you, and then we could put it electronically for you. And again, we're not looking for your money. We're looking for us to help you in your survivorship. Perhaps we can start that. Perhaps there's pictures that you want to make a photo journal. Like, you know, when people craft, they do crafting, they do craft books. Rod can help you put together your survivorship craft book with pictures and associated writings. You may have an interest in writing poetry in regard or videos, or you might want to take all of the photos of your family and put it in some sort of way that you can make a small little gratitude video. These are all ways that I could see creatively how Rod could put this together to really, you know, I don't want to say dignify your survivorship more than you already have, because there's nothing we can do that will add to your heroism and your courage, but certainly maybe someone who could put those things together. Angel, what do you think?
I think that's a very unique way of looking at it. You know, the way you talked about how you saw it starting within your own community. I think it's, you know, myself knowing Rod, he did the same thing for me. You know, he saw that I was in a podcast. I asked him a couple questions, and here's a really good idea of what it would be like working with him. For me, it was, you know, he asked me a couple questions. I would say about five questions in, and he already had the vision, not his vision of how to take over what I was envisioning, but the way he would look at it as an outsider. And when he provides you that information, it puts you in a better understanding of where you need to be as a future business owner. So, you know, in hindsight, just to give an example, I was working on a website and he was like, you know, what are you trying to accomplish? Who is your audience? I didn't even think about that. I was just worrying about my content. And, you know, and automatically I had new questions. And before you knew it, I was, yes, back to the drawing board for me, but ultimately it put me on a better perspective to understand who my target audience was, my identity, and how I wanted to envision Have Faith, the podcast as a whole. So I my own question to you, Rod, is, you know, when you set yourself out to seek others, or when somebody approaches you, should they have certain things in place that, you know, will make things a little easier for you, because you're going to ask questions?
Yeah. Well, I think it really depends on what it is you want to get out of it. And what Dr. E said was there's a bunch of different ways you can approach this, right? So one could just be really a repository, right? Like something a little bit stronger than maybe a file folder on your computer or you know, even in a file cabinet, right? Something digital that you want to just catalog what's happening, right? Whether it is the photographs, whether it's the images, the scans, the communications that you've had. So that, you know, if you were to do that, there'd be a certain approach, right? If you wanted to make it more of a journey and a, you know, sort of a visual journey of what you're going through and what around, what those around you are going through. And like Dr. E said, like a legacy of what you're doing, you know, there's things like Facebook, but you know, it's sometimes those are hard to navigate. Sometimes you don't understand where your information is going. And this is a very personal journey that you're on. You may not want to blast that out to everybody. You want to make something a little bit more private and personal. So that could be another approach. And in either of those approaches, I think what you'd have to bring to the table is, like you said, what are your goals, right? What are you trying to accomplish? Who is your audience? And what is the ultimate like end game, right? What, you know, in a business, a lot of times we talk about, I need more visitors, right? I want more people to come to my store, or I want to make more money, or I want to get the word out. All of those are goals. And for the cancer survivor, the goal may be a little bit different, but that's the primary thing that we want to think about and craft something centered around that.
Yeah. And I think that's a really great, great answer. And I think that the word that I was trying to think of, and it just came to me, is scrapbooking. I think that what we can provide to the survivor is a technical or a computer version of scrapbooking your cancer survivorship. So there was this really cool concept that came out when my kids were young. It was something like postcards. You would send a postcard to a anonymous author who would take all the, and you would say things that you wouldn't say to anyone else. I forgot the name of the book, but it was, maybe it was called Postcards, and you would send, I never told anybody that I was afraid of the dark. You know, I never told anybody, you know, that I really was in love with someone else, but married somebody else, or, you know, whatever. I think for the cancer survivor, you would provide them anonymity. You would provide them the technical, you know, acumen. You would be able to take their inner thoughts, their inner, their pictures. You know, maybe there's someone who had chemotherapy and they lost their hair and they never showed anybody what they looked like bald. Maybe they want that picture in their scrapbook, but they want it to be safe. They want it to, you know, in a place that they could share it only when they want to. I think that these are all great ideas for our survivors. And I think that, Rod, you'd be the person to help them with that.
Yeah, and absolutely. And look, just to be clear about help, right? I mean, there's different levels of that too. You know, I build websites and customers pay me and just give me a vision and I go off and do that. But Angel's a great example of this. I didn't build Angel's website. I said, look, go do this, 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 and this. And this is how you set things up. And this is where you want to go to try to do this. And it's a little bit of guidance because a lot of people like to sell, you know, DIY, right? I'm a big DIYer. I like to do things for myself as well. And maybe all you need is, I don't even know how to get a domain name. I don't know how to, you know, start a website and where do I go and how do I do it and how much does that cost me? You know, at the end of the day, just quickly talking about cost, a domain name costs about $10 a year. And a website, you can have a decent, good website for about $100-$150 a year. And that's just the investment that, you know, you may want to make to build this out. Now, obviously you can get thousands and thousands of dollars worth of websites, but you probably don't need that type of thing, especially as you're starting out.
So Rod, you know, again, putting things together, we have our cancer survivors who might have small businesses, which you can assist. There might be our cancer survivors who wish a creative outlet to document their survivorship. We have an idea for them there. We also have the opportunity for them to, what we were talking about, maybe a repository for their actual data. Let's talk a little bit about that and some of the different things that you might be able to help them if they were to contact you. So we talked about the problems with MyChart. So number one, you go there and there's data all over the place. So not only are you looking at data, there's no real sense, you know, as someone with OCD, I like to see everything in a certain way and it's not doing it. It's just data like a Jackson Pollock picture. It's everywhere. You can't easily navigate your data. So let's talk about that third bucket, data repository. You know, I know that I use Dropbox with you. We've used ShareFile. You know, websites we've done for Jet, our dear dog. Talk to us about some of that stuff.
So, I mean, I think, you know, there's a lot of different platforms you can use, and I think it comes down to preference. And this is where, you know, you'll think about the cloud, right? And so if you had a computer or a laptop, you've got a file structure built in, you know, you can set up folders and you can organize your information that way if that's how you wanted to just keep it. But that limits you to your laptop, right? Now, if you want to open it up a little bit and share it with family, maybe you want your caretakers to be able to log into something and add their own files, or view charts or view information, and grant access to select people, then you want to look at one of these platforms like Dropbox, like ShareFile, or even create a website that does it. But it gives you the freedom to organize information any way you want it. And you know, having done a couple for Dr. E, I know he has his vision of how he wants things structured. And sometimes I look at it and like, that don't make sense to me, but that, you know, you're the boss, do what you want to do. And we can set it up that way because everybody has their own, I have OCD too, but my OCD is a little different than your OCD, Dr.
Your, your flavor is probably a lot more, a lot tastier than mine.
I mean, it's probably my engineering background, right? I was trained as an engineer. I grew up as an engineer. And so that's how my brain works. But you know, the point is it can be customized. It can be done however you are comfortable doing it. Unlike, you know, we go back to, you know, some of these social media sites, you're really stuck to their structure and how they want things. And that's not always convenient. So, those are some of the other, repository ideas as well.
Yeah. So let's, dig a little deeper there. Just, so many of our constituency, may be older, may not be computer savvy. So, I don't want to speak for you, Rod, but what my vision is to be able to, the three of us, to be able to field your questions, contact us at the end of the podcast, Rod, and Rod will tell us how to get in touch with him, and Angel will tell us, you know, how to contact us, but we want to hear from you. If you're having trouble and you're in agreement with the fact that your data makes no sense to you, or that you do want to organize your blood tests and you want to organize your CAT scans and your MRIs, and you want to be able to go back and forth to compare, you know, your MRI of the brain from March of 2022 to back to March of 2021, back to March of 2020, we can help you with that. Even if it's not something that we're designing for you, we can help you set it up for yourself as a survivor. And we would be more than honored and pleased to be able to do that for you. Another thought just came to my mind. Many of my patients do really cool things for other survivors. We have some people that I have a woman who does tie dye. She loves tie dyeing. So she does a bunch of like really cozy, you know, sweaters and hats and things for other survivors, where there's these really cool tie dye things and she wants to give them away. She might want to have a website where she could then share that she's got this beautiful, you know, tie dyeing, you know, crafty thing going on that she doesn't want to make money from. She just wants to share this with other survivors as they're sitting in those cold chairs while the, you know, while those chilled infusions are going through their veins. That she would love you to feel the warmth of her tie-dye. I have other survivors who knit quilts, or I have other survivors who might want to share recipes. I mean, it's endless, the possibilities of how we can help you technologize, not a word, we make up words here, but how Rod and I and Angel can help you technologize your ideas. Angel Santana, your thoughts, my friend.
I was trying to Google that word as you were saying it.
No, it doesn't exist. I can promise you that.
No, I mean, I'm over here actually, as you're talking about how to get a hold of us and how to talk to us. I go back because I didn't want to interrupt when you guys were talking about the whole MyChart thing. given my recent events in my medical condition, I go to my chart and there are so many test results from all the blood work and all the exams that I was just like, I gave up.
You have no idea, right? And you have a great brain. I know. I've seen it.
I mean, and I'm pretty good at navigating and I had trouble. So I can only, and again, I can only imagine what that would feel like for somebody who is not computer savvy or who's just dealing with a bunch of new information that is in its own something you have to process. That's the last thing you want to do is get frustrated for something that can be and should be, easy and attainable. And just to segue off of what you had said, when this airs, we want all of you to have questions for Rod. We want everyone to reach out to us to let us know what we can do to help you and get you started. You can email us by going to the website. So you can actually go to the website. And when you go to the website at crocvip.com, at the very bottom, it says get in touch with us. But if you don't want to do that, if you want to do a direct email, it's podcast@crocvip.com. And we suggest that you reach out to us, and we'll definitely, Rod is another integral part, and we'll look and see these emails as well.
Yeah. It's a safe environment too. I would just say there's no dumb questions. Don't be embarrassed about anything that you can ask. There's nothing more embarrassing than anything Angel's ever asked me. So don't even worry about that. So you can feel free and it's completely, safe environment and obviously confidential as well. So I just want to, allay some of those fears as well.
And I don't think we ever talked about this. We don't save your email. So this is, unless you're having an interaction with us where we're back and forth, this is not something once you send an email to us, you're going to start getting these quote unquote email blasts. That's not how we operate.
Yeah, we're here for you guys. Rod, tell us how we can get in touch with you at Small Biz Up.
Yeah, so in addition to through the Croc VIP website, you can reach out to me directly. My website is smallbizup.com. My email is rod@smallbizup.com. So either way, give me a shout. Looking forward to hearing from you, and I'm happy to, start a dialogue. Let's talk about what is confusing and what is a challenge and see how we can give you some ideas and break some of the barriers.
Yep. Angel, are you enjoying our module on computer science? I sure am.
I can actually participate a little bit more.
Yeah. So what we have so far, our heroes, is that we started the module talking about my chart and the pluses and minuses and some suggestions on how to avoid some of those pitfalls. Today is a day of utilizing our resources. Today we are offering to you, we're kind of peeling back, tearing down the fourth wall, showing you the inner intricacies of our organization, meeting Rod, our technical guy, and offering his services. Do you want perhaps to journal or to share or to commemorate your journey? Would you like to perhaps figure out a way of scrapbooking this survivorship path that you're taking? Is there something that we can do to help you get through the technology or something that you're having trouble with Dropbox or ShareFile or whatever? We are here for you. Next week, we're going to be talking about HIPAA laws, and we're going to talk about what your rights are in the computer world as it relates to your anonymity and your confidentiality. So it's going to be a very, I hope, useful module. And Angel, any last words before we sign off?
Somebody who's dealt with different type of people. And what I mean by that jokingly is I have, as a consumer, I have dealt with many negative things in the world where things that are promised to you are not exactly what is delivered.
Does the word Frigidaire come to mind?
Yes. You definitely want to check a look at my podcast for that. What I'm getting to, though, is what you see is what you get with Rod. This is a gentleman who believes in what he does. He believes in whatever he preaches and practices is what you get. I am a living proof of it. He has done many things for my family. on a personal level, and he's done things for me where I've had busted of pipes. I've had many different things in my house. This gentleman has, without even stopping to think, dropped what he was doing to help me. That is something that you just don't get taught. It is something that is within you. It is something that is branded in you, and it is taught from our parents. So if you're looking for somebody like that, that is somebody who's trustworthy and you can invite into your life, into your home, and into the vision of what you want as a business owner, and also dealing with whatever it is that you're dealing with, whether it's, you know, in a mental capacity or physical capacity, or even a medical capacity, this is the right person for that. And for that, I personally want to thank you for being a good friend of mine, but more importantly, that you're adding more of yourself to others. As it's said best, you know, one random act of kindness will help change the world, and you're a living proof of that. So thank you.
Yep. Here, here, Rod, thank you for everything you do for us. Angel Santana, Have Faith, Let It Begin. Thank you, my dear friend, best co-host in the world. Rod Freeman, Small Biz Up. We can't say enough great things about you, my dear friend. Thanks for coming on board. To the board of directors who every week believe in us and help us make it better for you, make your journey, make your survivorship better, easier, more peaceful. Thank you to the board. To Michael, John, Benzea, Charlotte Larson, thank you for your kindness and for your generosity. And of course, we end this podcast as we end every podcast. On behalf of myself, Angel Santana, Rod Freeman, the board of directors, to each of our heroes, to each of our survivors, getting up every day, facing the world through pain, through horror, through anxiety, through fear, and laughing in the face of this terrible disease we call cancer, I want to tip my hat and thank you and pray for you and give you this following blessing. We wish you a long, healthy, happy, cancer-free life. God bless you. God be with you. Peace.